right, not seeing any public comment, that's going to bring us up to item number 7. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible action, update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding upcoming bills and legislation affecting Story County, including, but not limited to, SB 98, proposing Story County's membership into the Carson Water Subconservancy District, and BDR 1109, the Innovation Zone draft legislation, and other properly related matters.
Mr. Chairman, Lance Gelman here, if I may.
Yes.
If I may, please, I'd like to make a disclosure concerning the IZ zone portion of this discussion. And I'd like to disclose that my real estate brokerage company, my license, has a significant business relationship with a company that is loosely affiliated with the primary proponent of the Innovation Zone bill. And while this may not fall within the strict ethical rules requiring an absentation, nonetheless, I feel in this instance, an excess of caution is warranted given the stakes. And therefore, I ask, please, that I abstain from the discussion or voting on the specific topic of the IZ zone bill. Having said that, I do want to encourage both sides to engage to work out a winning solution. We have the best and brightest minds in Story County, and our county is the very best home for tech and industrial facilities in the world today. And on the other side, the proponent of the IZ bill has new technology which could literally change the direction of the world. If there is a way for both sides to figure out a path forward together, how great that might be. I appreciate the focus and the diligence and the time and effort our county manager and you, my fellow commissioners, are putting in this issue. And I appreciate that the proponent of the IZ bill is engaging with the county and looking for solutions as well. I'm very hopeful that a deal can be struck that is a win-win. And Mr. Chairman, I do abstain. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the record. So just a summary on the IZ bono zone and what's happened since the last meeting. So on March 2nd, the Board of County Commissioners took action to direct staff to support the technology, of course, that's being proposed. We like the idea of the crypto coin and all the different things, as long as the state builds the proper framework for its implementation. The board asked directed staff to support the idea of supporting the Story County Master Plan with regard to residential development and even the type of residential mixed use development, and to oppose the separation of government, and then to update the Board of County Commissioners and seek amended updates as new things have come. As you're aware that I drafted a letter that reflected the board's action. That letter is circulated quite a bit now, and it's also on our website for public review. Since then, we've been working with Mary Walker and Bum Hess, our lobbyists, our legal and our financial consultants, Nevada Association of Counties, as well as with legislators and other counties and associations that deal with various matters that might be applicable in the proposed draft legislation. We've also been, collaborating or talking with the Tri-General Improvement District. So at this point, like last time, it is still a bill draft at this point. It is not a bill that has been introduced to the legislature. As you're aware, today was the deadline for all bills to be submitted, but that deadline's been extended to next week. So it could be up to another week when a bill is known to have any text. So at this point, we don't know anything new as far as actual language, and staff is recommending at this point that we stay the course, follow the same directive as the last county commission meeting, and that everything would remain as is. And then staff will keep an eye on this, and if anything new comes, we'll come right back to this board, even under special circumstances if needed or warranted, to get further direction.
Thank you, Austin. If there's nothing else, I'm going to reach out for some public comment. Anyone who would like to comment on this matter, either use the raise your hand feature or star six to unmute yourself. And I'll just give it just a moment here, see if anybody pops up. Yes, I believe we have Ms. Eileen Gay from the Painted Rock area. You have the floor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, commissioners. And thank you for your continued vigilance and for proactively working with the developer on their ideas. Eileen Gay, for the record, a Painted Rock resident. Now that there are TV commercials, printed advertising, and a website, along with who knows what other media, to push the Innovation Zone bill, I'd like to add to my previous comments about the concept proposed by the bill. When it's all said and done, Blockchains LLC is simply a developer. Like all developers, they want to profit as much as possible, and the Innovation Zone bill they are promoting would give them a license to build anything they like in any way they want. A developer's dream profit potential come true. It's important to point out that the marketing for the Innovation Zone concept does not present facts, as it claims. It presents their opinions. To present opinions as if they are facts is dishonest. What else are they being dishonest about in order to pass the Innovation Zone bill? Blockchains bought land to develop at Painted Rock. They will either develop their property or sell it and move on. There doesn't need to be an Innovation Zone bill in place for them to do that. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ms. Gay, for your comment. Is there anybody else that has any public comment today regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any comments regarding this item?
Just a couple short ones. The first one is just to thank staff and the whole team for their work on this and the outreach. It's my understanding that we sent a letter reflecting our position to the governor just over a week ago. Austin, have we received any sort of response to that letter?
Thank you for bringing that up, Commissioner Mitchell. I did send that letter to the governor's office. In fact, the letter was addressed to the governor, and I also CC'd Michael Brown from GOED, and that letter was sent to him by email, both of them, as well as USPS mail. There has not been a response so far.
Great, thank you. I think maybe we should just keep it on our radar to maybe reach out again, just to make it clear that we're serious about having that conversation. The governor in his press conference did express an interest in having those conversations, and so I think we take him at his word, and we'd love to have those conversations.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Mitchell. We do have someone on the chat. Sasha asks, where can we access copies of all public documents on this project? I'll field the first part of this and then bounce off to County Manager Osborne for the rest. Sasha, you can go to our website. There is actually a designated portal now for all the or for some of the documents related to the county's position on the Innovation Zone. County Manager Osborne, do you want to give a little bit more direct route on how they can access that aside from a public records request?
Not a problem, Mr. Chairman. Yes, you can go to the county website, just storycounty.org. And on the left pane, there is a block that says Innovation Zones. Just click there. The letter is there now. There's a few other things at that point now. We haven't had a chance to do much more uploading in there just at this point. But we should have lots of information in there in the next week during this week. We just started the link and we're populating it right now. So, or you can just ask me, just reach out to me, aosborne@storycounty.org, and I'll just email it to you.
Thank you, Austin. Sasha, do you have any more questions regarding the matter? I don't see anything else. County Manager Osborne, there really isn't a motion on this, is there? I mean, or should we make the motion to continue this item?
A motion would be just be to stay the course. It is an action item. And then I do have other bills I would like to introduce to you. I'll probably leave it to you and the DA's office. Do we want to make a separate motion for this one? Because the commissioners has made specific motion at the last meeting to do specific things. My request would be that the motion is to follow the directive of the March 2nd, 2021 commission meeting as specified in that letter and is also discussed in that last motion. I don't know if the DA's office would like this motion to be separate from everything else, because the rest of it may just be updates without action.
Austin, I would suggest that you make the motion, because as you've just stated, the other items are just informational only, where this one you're asking for an action item.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you clear with that? You
good with that? I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move that we instruct staff to continue with the same approach and efforts as outlined in our guidance given at the March 2nd meeting.
All right, there was a motion. I will second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone.